Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Monday, April 15th, 2019. I'm Zach Hall. The big story today is iOS 13 with brand new details reported on Monday from 9-5 Mac's Guy Rambo. Citing people familiar with iOS 13's development, we've got corroboration that iOS 13 will indeed introduce system-wide dark mode, similar to dark mode on macOS Mojave. Bloomberg first reported dark mode as a feature coming in iOS 13, and 9-5 Mac can add that the new setting will include a high contrast version similar to the accessibility feature on macOS. Dark mode on iOS also means Marzipan apps or Mac apps based on the design of their iPad versions will support dark mode on macOS much better starting this fall. These apps currently include Home, News, Stocks, and Voice Memos, but TV, music, podcast, and a new version of books based on their iPad versions are expected to replace iTunes going forward, based on our reporting. And iOS 13 will also support multiple windows of the same app, a feature that's been rumored so far, but also a new detachable panel interface with stackable cards, which is brand new. We also expect Apple to introduce a new text undo gesture that doesn't require physically shaking your iPad. A new gesture will work with the iOS 13 keyboard using a three-finger tap on the keyboard following a slide left or right to undo or redo actions. iOS 13 will also automatically request desktop sites on Mobile Safari for iPad, solving the annoying problem where certain websites like YouTube automatically serve up the iPhone version of the site, even on 10 to 12 inch screens. The built-in mail app will also be upgraded in iOS 13, adding new message categories automatically detected, including marketing, purchases, travel, and not important, plus a new read later queue feature. And continuing the theme of productivity and working on iPad, iOS 13, we expect, will introduce a new multi-selection gesture of selecting groups of items in a list. The new gesture will let you drag to select multiple items, similar to drawing a selection with a mouse or touchpad in Finder on the Mac. Other changes include the ability for side-by-side apps in split view on the iPad to select dark or light status bar backgrounds, adding visual clarity and solving a current issue with some visual elements being hard to see in split view. And Marzipan apps on the Mac, based on iPad designs, will have better support for resizing in split view mode. Finally, based on our reporting, we believe iOS 13 will finally introduce a new volume display when increasing or decreasing the volume on iPhone and iPad. The current volume HUD has been mocked for being obtrusive and blocking content on screen for years now. Activating Siri with voice control is expected to have better rejection for common mistaken noises, including laughter and crying babies. And both keyboard input and dictation input will see improved multilingual support in iOS 13. In-app printing controls on iOS, which are currently very limited compared to the Mac, are also expected to see an upgrade in iOS 13 based on our reporting. And last but not least, the built-in Reminders app will be redesigned as part of iOS 13. It's been the same since iOS 7, which was just a visual redesign of the iOS 5 app. This isn't the only news coming from Guy Rambo and 9-5 Mac this week, however, so stay tuned for much more tomorrow. In the meantime, let's check in with my colleague Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Thanks, Zach. So on Saturday, I was looking at the kind of the next evolution of the operating system, and I really see it moving to the cloud. And I'm not talking just about Alexa or Google Assistant or Siri, although that's a huge part of it. A lot of it has to do with how our documents and data are managed. When you look at something like a Pages document on your desktop, that's a native file first, and then it syncs to iCloud. Where something created in Office 365 on the web, or something you created in Google Docs, these are cloud-first documents. And while they might look differently, they're just fundamentally they're cloud-first. And my fear is that Apple is kind of missing out on this collaboration mindset that a lot of companies and a lot of schools have, to where their documents are siloed off first and you share them second, where things like, you know, G Suite and Office 365 Online, these things are like have collaboration just natively built in. A good example to me is log into iCloud.com. How do you enjoy working in those apps versus working in G Suite? Apple makes great native apps, but I think they should spend some time really beefing up their cloud versions of those. If that's the future, they need to be prepared. And then on Sunday, I looked at what an Apple Podcast Plus service might look like. You know, Apple's kind of done this with Apple Arcade, Apple News Plus, Apple TV Plus. And I do feel like podcasts are a place where they should spend some time exploring how to help creators drive revenue. I mean, people are already doing this through Patreon and other, you know, website memberships. So it's like, why not have this built into Apple Podcasts? So kind of looked at two ways you could do this. One was you just have a flat subscription that unlocks the bonus content to all the shows you subscribe to. Again, this is totally optional. Or two, you could even subscribe to just the premium versions of certain shows. So this could be, you know, hey, I'm going to donate $5 a month to 9 to 5 Mac Happy Hour, and that unlocks like a bonus episode every month and a monthly email newsletter. Apple could funnel all of this through in-app purchases, and then the money could go through Apple Podcasts Connect on the back end, and they could kind of handle all the logistics there as well. It's clear that people are coming for Apple's dominance in podcast. Mentioned in the article about Spotify having some exclusive shows. Popular sports subscription service, The Athletic, is getting into podcasting, but it's going to be built right into their app, and you won't be able to subscribe to it outside of Apple Podcasts. So clearly people are trying to kind of break up Apple's domination of the market here, you know, even though Apple's kind of mindset is to keep it open. So I think I still want them to keep it open, but let's look at ways to kind of evolve the market from a revenue perspective. Check out both the articles. They'll be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com.